Charlie Kirk Vigil at Kennedy Center, Mourning, Hope, and Joy. By Joel B. Polak on September 14, 2025. Washington, D.C., Charlie Kirk gave his life defending our civil liberties to engage in free and open debate. So declared State Senator Jake Hoffman of Arizona, a friend of Kirk's, on opening the vigil for slain youth leader Charlie Kirk at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C., Sunday night. The evening began on a somber note, with the entire hall rising for prayer. But the mood quickly became energized, almost festive, as speaker after speaker celebrated Kirk's life, achievements, and example. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, RLA, noted that Kirk would want his supporters to take up the principles he fought for to save this great republic, adding that Kirk did not merely want just to save a country, but to save souls as well. He led a prayer that was offered in sadness, but also with grateful hearts. A star-studded lineup continued with praise for Kirk. President Trump's win in November was fueled, in no small part, by Charlie, and, by Turning Point, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt observed. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard spoke about attending campus debates with Kirk. She said that he believed in hearing everyone's point of view, even those who were booed, because no matter how horrible another person's speech might be, their ideas must be defeated by better ideas, not by violence. Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. drew a sustained standing ovation and cheers of U.S.A. as he approached the stage. He recalled bonding with Kirk after their first meeting, when he appeared on Kirk's podcast in 2021, and called Kirk the primary architect of his agreement with President Donald Trump to unify their presidential campaigns in 2024. He added that faith and free speech were intertwined for Kirk, who led the resistance to censorship. He saw dialogue as the only way to overcome the growing polarization in America that, he said, was driven by algorithms and social media. Then Kennedy added a personal note about his own losses, referring to his brother, but alluding, implicitly, to his father, Robert F. Kennedy, who was assassinated in 1968. He said that the whole of a loss never grows smaller, but that our duty is to grow bigger around it, to tap into the virtues of the person who is gone, and lessen the pain, proportionally, over time. Kennedy noted that the other half of America, the half that had driven the hatred of Charlie Kirk, had little idea of how intolerant they had become, and that the rest of America had to preserve the civil liberties and principles of the Constitution until they wake up. It was up to Charlie Kirk's supporters and admirers. He is no longer there to lead us, to rush in and fill the breach, and to win this battle, for our country, for God, and for our families, Kennedy concluded. Carrie Lake spoke next, and recalled the assassination itself. How does a 22-year-old become so filled with hate? She wondered. She referenced rumors that the assassin had once been a Trump supporter, but had been sent off to be brainwashed at college. The suspect, Tyler Robinson, 22, dropped out of college. This is a battle between good and evil, she said. I wish we could compromise. You can't compromise between good and evil. Representative Anna Paulina Luna, RFL, spoke about the ways in which Kirk had changed her life by promoting her views, hiring her for Turning Point USA, and ultimately backing her political career. She described touring with him on campus. Charlie Kirk didn't need college, college needed Charlie Kirk. He had grown, she noted, from a young man tabling at college campuses, to an international leader. Charlie Kirk will go down in history as one of the greatest political minds and activists of our lifetime. Representative Andy Biggs, R-Oz, said, this week, we're reminded how real evil is. Headed, healing in the name of Jesus Christ is also real. The grief, he said, would be short, the mission to save America would be the cure. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Zionist Conspiracy Wants You, now available on Amazon. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.